Amnesty International issued a damning report on the deaths of 49 people during anti-government protests in Peru. The investigation concluded that the killing of demonstrators was a result of coordinated state response.
We have documented the killing of 20 people, and those killings were, in our opinion, deliberate and intentional. That means that these individuals were the victims of extrajudicial executions.
The rights group says authorities did nothing to stop the excessive and lethal use of force against defenseless and unarmed protesters, especially in the Andean region where most people died.
The highest level of authority was involved either by giving an order to shoot or by failing to prevent the shooting. In both scenarios, the responsibilities of the security and civil apparatus is engaged.
Raúl Samillán lost his brother, who was helping injured protesters in Puno, where 17 people were killed in one afternoon.
We were accused of being vandals, terrorists, maybe because of the color of our skin, but we are human beings.
President Dina Boluarte and her government defended the actions of the security forces. Boluarte said each case has to be investigated.
Peru's attorney general has summoned President Boluarte and senior army and police officers to testify on the killings at the end of the month. But victims' lawyers say it's not guaranteed they'll be allowed in the session and are demanding the right to be heard.
The Amnesty International report says reparations should be given to families of victims and the injured. Miguel Salas survived a tear gas canister hit that destroyed part of his skull.
I lose my memory. I can't work. I need to know who did this to me. I didn't deserve this.
President Boluarte has blamed former President Pedro Castillo, jailed before the violent protests rocked the country, for the deaths. She didn't say why, but what's certain is her government now has a lot of explaining to do. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.